Yesterday, I talked about a Washington Post column by a veterinarian who was talking about the unusual appearances of birds surrounding a person's death. Similar things have happened to me, too. When my cousin died in the early 1970s, a brown thrasher sang outside the church during the entire funeral mass. When his dad, my uncle, died in the 90s, his funeral was held in the same church, and again a brown thrasher sang outside the church. It was very lovely and moving for me, and now I cannot hear a brown thrasher without remembering my cousin and my uncle. Of course, both of them died at the same point in spring when brown thrashers in the Chicago area are expected to be singing, and since the funerals were held in the same church, it's not surprising that the same birds would be drawn to the surrounding habitat. After both funerals, I asked family members if they'd noticed the brown thrasher singing, but no one else did. I can hardly attribute these birds singing outside the funeral to anything except my own awareness of birds. I feel richer to be able to stir up memories of two dearly loved people whenever I hear a brown thrasher, but this is due to my personal connection to birds, not to birds feeling some obligation to go outside their own lives to enrich mine. After I returned from my father's funeral, I took a walk in my favorite park and saw a group of buff-breasted sandpipers. I'd never seen that species before and would not have expected them where I saw them, but it was early September, right when they're migrating, and you never really know what to expect when you go birding. I still found it exceptionally moving to have that particular species, lovely in a soft, literally grounded sort of way, appear when I felt so bereft and lost. I was very close to the uncle who was my godfather. He loved the outdoors as much as I did. I stayed with him and my aunt for a few weeks while he was dying. When I needed a few minutes of respite, I'd leave their Chicago Lakeshore apartment to take a little walk along the lake near Montrose Harbor. He died in late summer when birds were first starting to migrate. I hadn't spent much time birding in that area along Lakeshore Drive before, and the birds I was seeing in there were extraordinary. I could have attached all sorts of spiritual significance to them being there, as if they were gathering in recognition that my uncle's ebbing life was a cosmic event. But that area of the lakeshore is actually well known to be a migration magnet. There was no magic involved, even if seeing those birds at such a difficult time was soothing and healing for me. He died in the middle of the night, and the following morning, after all the various essentials were dealt with, my aunt went to her sister's, and my sister-in-law picked me up to take me away for a day of peace. We headed up to Hyde Park, where I finally got to see the storied monk parakeets that have nested there for decades. Seeing their homey little family groups was balm to my soul. Comforting as it is to see birds during trying times, especially ones as emotionally fraught as experiencing a death, the birds themselves are too involved in their own lives to be spending time providing symbolism and meaning for our lives. Tomorrow I'll talk a bit more about why we attach such significance to birds, but why we diminish the meaning and significance of their lives when we get too carried away with this. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.